Lecture topic, tolerance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salam wa ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. The Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahum munib. La halimun awwahum munib. The first quality Allah Ta'ala mentions about him is he was halim. So obviously the Quran Sharif is highlighting some very special aspects about him. So when this is a very special aspect about him, so it is something that we are being told about so that we too will emulate it. We too will try to inculcate this in our lives. So this being halim, translated as being tolerant, very forbearant, in the tafsir, the mufassireen have described it as sabur indal adha. Someone who is very, very patient when he is hurt in some way by somebody, troubled in some way. He is very forbearant. He doesn't react very quickly to things, that anything happens and just flares up in an instant. He needs to now just say something. Person who is forbearant, who is tolerant, he will not react hastily. He'll observe what's going on. He'll think about it carefully. He'll decide what's the right thing to do. And more often than not, he will be able to just ignore whatever the issue is and carry on. When the delegation of the Abdul Qais tribe came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they had come for the first time. So the leader of that delegation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, observed him, and then he said to him that you have two qualities in you which Allah Ta'ala loves. Allah Ta'ala loves. So if a person adopts those qualities which Allah Ta'ala loves, he'll become beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest virtue of something, that Allah Ta'ala loves it. What greater virtue can be for something than the fact that Allah Ta'ala loves it? And on the endorsement that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving, that this is from Allah Ta'ala. So in any case, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed him and said to him, you have two qualities in you which Allah Ta'ala loves. Al-hilm wal-anat. One is this hilm, tolerance, forbearance. And the other, you are far-sighted. You don't make decisions based on the now. You look ahead. Yeah, reasons why this was all highlighted, but how he conducted himself, what he said, what he did. So these were the two things that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted in his observation, that you have these two things which Allah Ta'ala loves. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi is one couplet of his which highlights the aspect of this forbearance. So he's giving a lesson in a very beautiful couplet. He says, يُخَاطِبُنِ السَّفِيهُ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ فَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا. Says this person who's foolish, so now he's addressing me in a very derogatory way, vulgar maybe, in a way that one shouldn't be spoken to. It's wrong. It's not correct for anybody to address another person in a way that is hurtful, offensive. But this person, this is how he's addressing me, in an offensive manner. But what do I do then in return? He's talking about a lesson. He's giving a lesson in a poetic manner. He's asking every person to internalize the same thing. So outwardly it seems like he's talking about himself. He's talking to us of what we should be saying about how we deal with these issues. Seeing this person, يُخَاطِبُنِ السَّفِيهُ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ. This person is addressing me in this very, very offensive manner, but فَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا. I don't want to respond to him. I have no interest in responding to him. So now, that sounds like a strange thing. Somebody is addressing one in an offensive manner. How does he just keep quiet? How does he ignore it? So he says, no, he's not just stopping at that. It goes beyond that. يَزِيدُ سَفَاهَةً فَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا. He's becoming more foolish in the way he's conducting himself and how he's addressing me. He is going to another level. But each time that he's going to another level, فَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا, I go on another level of tolerance also. So now he is going on another level of being offensive. Now this is part of what is Halim. In the definition of Halim, one is, the Mufassirin have mentioned, As-Sabur al-Adha. Very, very patient. When there is some kind of trouble, some hardship that is put upon him, very patient. And Al-Muqabilu laha bil-Ihsan. One is, he's very patient about it, but then he returns it with good. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. The Hadith Sharif speaks about the aspect about returning ill treatment with good treatment. But this is all about good akhlaq. It's all about the adornment of akhlaq. So now in any case, he says that يَزِيدُ سَفَاهَةً, he is now becoming more foolish in how he's going about himself. He's becoming more offensive. So I'm becoming more tolerant. Now this sounds very strange. How can this happen? How is possible? It is possible. It happens. He said, كَعُودٍ زَادَهُ الْإِحْرَاقُ الطِّيبًا. The oud is a little stick. So now, when it is just there, you might get the fragrance. You bring it close to your nose. If there's a big quantity of it, you come close to it, you'll get some fragrance, but you're not going to smell it from far. But if you set fire to that oud, you burn that oud stick. Now, as you burn it more, the more that fragrance and that good smell is now permeating the whole room and the whole house and everywhere. So now, while it was just lying there, it has its fragrance within it, but the more it was being burnt, now burning is something negative. Burning is not something positive. Nobody feels good about being burnt. But the more this oud is getting burnt, the more it's giving off its fragrance. So this is the way I deal with these things. The more somebody, so to say, burns me with his offense, the more I give off the fragrance of tolerance. Now this is part of good akhlaq, and good akhlaq is what brings that goodness around. Whether it is in one home, everybody adopts that beautiful akhlaq that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. This beautiful quality of hilm is adopted. So then that fragrance will come around, and everybody will enjoy the fragrance. When there's a good fragrance, even a person feeling a bit, his mind is feeling foggy, he's feeling a little bit down for some reason. But when somebody walks in now and he's got beautiful oud, mashallah, that person also for a moment, his spirit is uplifted. He feels a little bit more comfortable, a little bit lighter. Whereas nobody said anything, nobody did anything. But merely somebody with that beautiful fragrance came in, or somebody lit up something that's now giving that fragrance, he feels good about it. So likewise, that fragrance of akhlaq, the fragrance of hilm, of sabr, the fragrance of وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ, return the ill treatment with good treatment. That must bring its goodness around. If oud is burnt and it gives a beautiful fragrance, the person's got an akhlaq, he'll give a better fragrance. Because oud is, after all, a material thing. Akhlaq is something that is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us akhlaq. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah ta'ala gave him that high position, that he was on the pinnacle of good character. And this good character is what he taught the ummah. So by adopting this, we do ourselves a favor. This is a means of gaining closeness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do the favor to people around us. Because they also, mashallah, they are very, very much more comfortable in this fragrant environment of a person with good akhlaq. And this becomes one of the biggest da'wats towards deen. The verbal da'wat is also extremely necessary and important. But bigger than that and greater than that is the da'wat that happens practically. And the greatest da'wat that invited entire nations to Iman and Islam was the da'wat of akhlaq. It was the sword of akhlaq that conquered entire lands. So this is that beautiful akhlaq that we are being taught in these ahadi, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah is highlighting the sifat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the hadith Sharif, this is what we need to also bring into our lives. Allah Ta'ala give me also the tawfiq and all of us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.